Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not my money. I would actually try to find him and call him an idiot for that, because you just can't do that. I mean, your life is in a professionally in a very tough place right now, my God. I mean, the last time we saw you, you were getting carted off and you were in tears. They signed you to the contract. Collect every dime you should be entitled to. I can't acknowledge that and say that that's a good thing. I'm going to leave the innocent out of it, even though they said it publicly. I guess there's a way you could do this where it's like, hey, he's our third string emergency backup quarterback, and he will remain that way. I mean, Jed Wills is still on the roster. Does anybody intend to see Jed Wills for the rest of the year?
No.
Absolutely not. They went out and they got Garen Christian. And you also have Jermaine Ifedi, and I think that that's what they're going to do.
And as many injuries that happen on the offensive line in the final however many games, they'll just find enough guys to match the number of injuries.
I think they're going to go out and find other guys. I don't know. Maybe John is up to something coming up later this year. I'm not sure. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, because we got six games left to go. So, I mean, you can keep a guy on a roster. Now, I don't know if you can keep a guy on a roster for two full years, but you can do a hell of a lot of different things with an NFL roster if you wanted to do something like that. Or at least until it gets to a point where it's like, hey, we can take the hit now. Let's just move on, and everybody moves on from this, because it does seem to be so big. Some people have mentioned Russell Wilson and his situation, but that's certainly a conversation for another day. But what I'm seeing, and some of this is basking in the Everglow of last night. I mean, I saw a man who was beloved by fans in Maple Heights, Ohio yesterday, right there with my very own eyes. It was an infectious thing to see, that people just gravitated towards Jameis. Now, that's the fan base. I'm looking at him as a quarterback as well, going, hey, you know what? You're going to get your good, you're going to get your bad. Is there a scenario where you draft a guy? We could talk about draft another time. Is there a scenario where I can just go into this season with Jameis Winston? I think there's a scenario where, hey, I've tried to compete with worse. I don't think it's job one, but I think I've tried to compete with worse. And I would have a situation where, yeah, maybe Jameis starts off the year as the starting quarterback, and Deshaun's back in that room somewhere, but I'm not starting the season with him. We're not going to do this again. The quote-unquote competition, that's out the window. I think they'll call it a competition. There's no such thing as a competition here. There's no such thing.
Well, I don't even know how in a million years Deshaun Watson could win a competition against somebody like Jameis. Like, how? We just saw over the last few years.
You mean physically?
And he's coming off an Achilles injury now. And
been two straight years of serious injuries.
Yeah, that's part of it, too. Plus the mental stuff. We know that Deshaun has the mental stuff has taken a toll. He's not the same guy.
You see this, and remember, you hear what guys say. You go back and listen to some of these clips. When we play some of these players' clips, it's easy to tune out because they all kind of drone on and they all kind of sound the same. Me talking about other people droning on. But they all try to make it sound the same and make it sound vanilla. Listen when you hear some of the offensive linemen. Hey, what's it like to block for Jameis? Well, they know where he's going to be. And I think that there were times where Deshaun was running himself into sacks. I think there were times where I'm not making an excuse for the offensive line play. I think the offensive line play has not been great this year, to say the least. But I also believe that there were times in the third quarter where he was running himself into sacks and having problems this year. And I think that that's a mental situation. And I don't know what you do with that. I can't help him with that. I can only wait for other people to help him. That might take the rest of his life, for all we know, for something like that to happen. I got football games I got to win for the rest of this year. I got football games I got to try to win next year. It's out of the way this year. Next year, I do have to try to seriously compete. I just can't keep giving mulligans all the time
guys. You have to figure out what the future is at that position. So, and that's the only bad thing about if it's Jameis next year. Even if Jameis finishes the season strong, I think we all know he's not the future. Just like Sam Darnold's not the future with the Minnesota Vikings. They drafted somebody else to be the future. Like, I think that is the one issue with bringing back Jameis. Even if he finishes well and they beat Kansas City and Baltimore, we're going to be feeling great about Jameis and Stefanski and the Browns offense going into next year.
I'll tell you what.
But it still probably isn't fixed.
I may, at this juncture, I'm going to get to this Peterlin comment here in a second, then I'm going to get to you guys, 216-474-0092. I'm more willing to have a quote-unquote competition with Jameis Winston and quarterback X or Jameis Winston and DTR before I'm willing to have a competition with Deshaun Watson and anything else. Now, I know that that's not what they're going to say. That's not what they're going to do, because you want to have a buy-in because things could go off the rails. But they're 6 years into this, guys. Teams that go into a season, you've seen so many inept organizations with this team wearing orange and brown before over the last 25 years that have had quote-unquote quarterback competitions. What's been the main demeanor? The coaches didn't know what the hell they were doing. They were in over their heads. You cannot, in 6 years, in year six, allow yourself to be in over your head. Here is Afternoon Drive talking about the quote-unquote competition yesterday.
I think they need to lock into the idea that Deshaun is, he might have to play the role as backup. Like, he might have to play that role, but Deshaun is not going to, he's not going to be in any sort of real competition here. Deshaun's not your quarterback. You can't rely on him. He's too injury prone.
But I think even if you do this as a surface level thing, meaning it's really Jameis or insert veteran quarterback here against rookie, and this is just an optic thing for Deshaun, I think it's the worst. I think you're taking a needless PR hit. I really do. I think unless you seriously intend to let Deshaun compete for a job, there's no business in taking that negative PR hit. Because every time the quarterback controversy is mentioned with him, it is going to piss fans off.
Yeah.
At first, I didn't agree with Nick. I know where he's coming from there. I agree with both of them. I see where they're both coming from there. You're going to have – he's just not going to win the competition. He's just not going to win it.
If it's a fair competition.
It's not fair. I mean, everything you're saying about him. You know how he plays. They can't be stupid. There's no competition he's going to realistically win.
Last year, down in West Virginia, had people that were there every day.
Saying,
oh my God. Jameis is so much better than Deshaun. Like, Deshaun, they can't even run an offense. That was down there. What do you think it would be a year from now? So if it was really fair competition, he's not going to win it. So there's no point in having it.
But at this juncture, it shouldn't be a fair competition.
You're just wasting time.
Yeah. Usually we've had these quote-unquote competitions where it's like, yeah, we're going to prop up a competition, and Deshaun's going to win it, or the previous starter's going to win it, and it'll build up his confidence. Nope. Nah. Mm-mm. If it's fair, if it's unfair, you're not going to do that. I don't need to rush him back. I don't need to rush him back out on the field. If I'm even trying to be fair personally, if I'm coaching the Browns, hey, you can be a backup, and then we'll see where it goes, because you need time to be on a sideline and see this game where it's coming from you. We have tried to rush you into action, and it's just not going to work anymore. Let's go to Michael in Bristol. By God, Virginia. You're listening on the Free Odyssey app. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Michael. Go ahead.
So I would rather walk through a mile of glass than Deshaun be the starter next year, because we've seen two examples of him getting hurt and then another quarterback coming in and performing exceedingly better.
Yeah, I think that this, if I have to work with keeping Deshaun Watson, right, Michael? All right, it's a huge cap hit, so I understand. It's like, hey, he ain't going anywhere. You got to figure it out. I'd be more than willing to say, hey, you're a backup, or you're the backup's backup. You're the third string emergency quarterback, and give you some time to stand on the sideline and see where it is. And I don't think that he should be above that anymore. I don't think it's an ego hit anymore. We saw the way you play. If we're talking about ego hits, I can put together an entire highlight reel of lowlights of what he's done for his time with the Cleveland Browns. I think it might serve him better if we are actually going to try to even come close to the word resurrect here, Michael. I think it would serve him better to just, hey, stand on the sidelines, let the game come to you, see where the offense is, and then maybe if we have to, put you back out. But I don't think I would put him back out here at this point, Michael. Thank you very much and have a good Thanksgiving. Sherilyn Maslin, you got to go quick. Go.
I have one last chance with Deshaun. Why can't Jimmy Haslam pay him off and why can't he retire? Because if he retires, gets all his money, he can always come back in a year or two if he really wants to. Why can't he just retire?
Well,
that's stupid.
You can't do that. No, well, one, you're still on the hook because of the cap hit. Two, I think even if you retire, it basically like freezes your contract or freezes your rights. So even if he were to retire, like you would still need a release.
But when other guys retire, don't they get off the cap hit if they're paid
those
off?
Those teams release them, sure? Though.
Yeah, but those teams have to be released. Like, yeah, there would be some release. No, I'd have to go back and look at the line. And thank you very much for the call, Cheryl. I have to go back and look at the rules.
That changes the cap hit money, though, but once you release a guy.
It would, but I mean, you're still going to get what you're entitled to. It's half the reason why a lot of injured guys come back and at least go through training camp, because you got to get your guarantee when you're coming back. So there's plenty of guys every year, they are not physically really fit to play football. They're physically fit to pass a physical, but they're not ready to play football. And they'll go through it just to try to stay on a roster to try to get that guaranteed cash if they're still entitled to it. He has every right, as much as you may not like to hear it, he has every right to continue being an employee with a guaranteed contract as an NFL football player. Or a 1099 contractor if you want to go down that road, but it's not really that way. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we go around the AFC North. Guys, up next, Ty Jerome might actually be playing too well. It is the show of dumb teases and dumb statements, but this is actually true. Coming up next on The Fan.